I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Violence rose sharply in Mali last year, with conflict-related deaths up by 154%. Mali provides a snapshot of the trend across sub-Saharan Africa. This region is the new global epicenter of terrorism, according to the Global Peace Index. Insecurity often leads to authoritarian government or strongman rule. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
as this Islamist terrorist activity picks up, the people want somebody who can fight back against that terrorist group. There is kind of a romanticism towards a strong leader who can say, yes, I will fight the terrorists. Yes, I will protect you.
But strongman rule isn't necessarily better for Christians. Ask God to help Christ followers in sub-Saharan Africa. And some cultures, like the United States, tend to value the individual person more than the community. Others, like Indonesia, value the needs of the community over individual expression. Bruce Allen with FMI says Indonesia needs group cohesion to hold a nation of 6,000 inhabited islands together. The government built this into the constitution after Dutch colonial rule ended in 1949. They call it Pancasila.
So essentially, Pancasila recognizes that if the nation is to thrive, its residents must recognize their diversity. There's a lot of variety inside the country, but they commit to working in harmony.
The government decided to endorse several major world religions and let people choose one of them. This gives FMI partners in Indonesia a lot of opportunities to share the love of Jesus with Muslim neighbors. So ask God to grow the Indonesian church. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.